Retail on ice. A retail fountain drink machine looks simple. Cup, ice, soda, done. But behind that familiar setup is a surprising amount of business strategy. For a small retailer, the fountain station can influence labor, customer flow, product margin, repeat visits, and the overall experience inside the store. The American soda fountain traces back to the early 1800s, when carbonated water was dispensed and chilled with ice. By the late 1970s, combination ice and beverage dispensers began moving toward the front-facing self-service format we recognize today. Through the 1980s and 1990s, that model became common in convenience stores, gas stations, and fast food restaurants. That shift did more than make drinks easier to buy. It reduced the number of steps between the customer and the product. Today, fountain beverages remain important because they can produce strong gross margins and help build the total transaction. A customer who stops for a drink may also buy food, candy, chips, fuel, or another item. That makes the fountain station more than equipment. It can be a merchandising tool. One overlooked part of that strategy is the ice itself. Nugget ice is soft, chewable, and memorable. Hollow cubes can chill quickly. Tube or cylindrical ice can offer consistent production and predictable packing in the cup. None is automatically best. The key is choosing intentionally. Ice affects how quickly the drink cools, how fast it melts, how much the beverage dilutes, how the cup feels in the customer's hand, and even how the customer remembers the drink. If people start saying, "I like the ice at that place," frozen water has become part of your brand. Another decision is whether the fountain should make its own ice or be filled manually. For a high-volume location, an integrated ice maker can reduce employee handling and repeated refilling. A smaller business that already has a commercial ice machine may save money by filling the fountain from that existing source. Before buying equipment, look beyond the purchase price. Consider expected drink volume, plumbing, drainage, filtration, cleaning, maintenance, employee time, peak hour demand, and what happens if the machine goes down. The cheapest machine is not always the cheapest system to operate. Then there is the sound. Press the ice lever and you hear a short mechanical movement, followed by cubes dropping through the chute and striking the cup. It is a sound most people recognize immediately. That crisp clatter can have qualities associated with ASMR. Repetition, mechanical movement, hard surfaces, and a predictable finish. Not everyone will experience it as relaxing, but it points to something larger. Retail is sensory. Customers are not only seeing your store, they are hearing it, touching it, smelling it, and interacting with it. The sound of ice hitting a cup quietly signals cold, fresh, familiar, and refreshment. Large chains spend heavily studying customer behavior, but a small business can apply the same thinking by simply paying attention. Which flavors sell fastest? Which cup size moves most often? What time of day produces the most fountain sales? Which foods are bought with drinks? Would a combo increase the average ticket? Is the station easy to use and exceptionally clean? Does the ice make the drink more memorable? Those answers can become a competitive advantage. Treat the fountain station as a destination, not an afterthought. Keep it clean. Keep cups and lids organized. Make pricing clear. Keep popular flavors available. Place complimentary products nearby. Test bundles, track sales, watch customer behavior, maintain the equipment. Your fountain does not have to work exactly like the store down the street. The shape of the ice, reliability of the machine, speed of service, cleanliness of the station, products around it, and even the sound customers here can all influence the experience. The retail fountain machine has evolved from a simple way to dispense a cold drink into a compact self-service merchandising system. Sometimes the smallest details, even those that melt like ice, can make the chilling difference.